Hopefully by now, most of you would have understood what awareness-based meditation means. It means to help us develop the inner awareness. Realize the true mind so that we can make use of this awareness within to meditate, to develop understanding. Initially, it's just to follow the four support. Relax body and mind, first support. Then maintain awareness is the second support. Then the third support is maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then finally, trust. Trust your nature to develop the meditation. No more interference from the thought process. No more allowing the brain, which are full of your accumulated views, opinion, conditioning, and memories. They cannot meditate. So when you allow your nature to meditate, means no thought, completely silent. The first hallmark of awakening, union without thought, you are already in sati, you are already aware. So don't try to be aware, don't do anything. Just relax, maintain awareness and silence everything. When you are relaxed, means body and mind completely relaxed, no more issue, no more thinking, no more problem. No more stress. No more of this and that, which means we are really completely relaxed and at ease. Whatever arises, just relax into it. Then maintain awareness. The moment you are aware, the mind stabilizes. If thought arise, let it arise. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Just maintain awareness. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. This is how you stabilize your awareness nature. Because if you don't relax and maintain awareness, you will be thinking. Man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are thinking, lost in thought, preoccupied with what your thought process is doing. If you are caught in that heedless thinking, manifestation of thought, proliferation of thought, then how can you be aware? You can't. To meditate is to be completely silent without thought, to be with the moment in awareness. With a clear, silent mind to develop the understanding, to develop the awakening. That silent mind, when it stabilizes, it can insight in the phenomenon. It can awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. It can also observe silent. Through that silent observation, it develops understanding, wisdom. That's how you meditate. That's how you come to understand clearly what happened to the form and mind. Through that, you will develop understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Why did the Buddha say each and every living being? We have these five aggregates that define the form and mind. Then the two aspects of this five aggregate, you will also understand, you will also see it. Then from there, the meditation becomes easy. The true awareness-based meditation is to realize the awareness nature, which is beyond the form and mind, beyond the thinking. When you are without thought, that nature, which is the awareness nature, was surface, and your awareness of that will bring you home to your original state of silence, inner awareness, tranquility and stillness. When you are with the true mind, silent, without thought, there is clarity, there is awareness, there is tranquility, there is no mental movement or activity, is fully aware. That is the meditative mind. Okay, with this, I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. Then you can continue your awareness-based meditation.